Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Segi today on this last weekend of the month. My first guest hasn't been with us in probably 25 years. He's a TV host, singer, actor, and author. John Davidson will be joining us. Then from NASCAR, Kyle Petty will be here talking about how NBC is taking over the second half of covering the NASCAR races. Comedian with a new book about marriage, Dustin Nickerson will be joining us. We'll talk about summer travel with Laura Bloom. From the Pond Shop, Rick Harrison, a Green Beret, and an MMA fighter who's got a book called Scars and Stripes, Tim Kennedy will be on the show. Bertunde Thurston with a new program on PBS, and we're going to talk about hurricane preparedness with Diana Scudder. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Segi today. A quick pause, and we'll be here with my first guest. This first hour, John Davidson.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA. Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their healthcare, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Just once in a lifetime, a man knows a moment, one wonderful moment, when fate takes his hand. And this is the moment, my once in a lifetime, where I can explore a new and exciting life.
And we are back live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi today. Actually, who you are listening to is a friend of ours for many, many years. We're in our 32nd year of doing this national radio show. And when we started, our next guest was with us a couple, three times a month. And I haven't talked to him in years. I am very excited that he is here. And he's going to entertain us with some great news that he's got in his remarkable career. Joining us right now is a longtime friend, John Davidson. Hi, John. How are you? Welcome to the show. Good to hear you again.
Ron, it's great to see you again. Man, we've done so much stuff over the years. And that recording was, I think you just played. I just heard a little bit of something that I've had a lot of recordings, but performing live has always been my fun thing. You know that. And I performed a lot in the Orlando area as well. I did a lot of things at Disney and stuff. But I have my own club now in Sandwich, New Hampshire, called Club Sandwich. It's a barn. Of course, it's a barn if it's New Hampshire. I got a lot of old barns. And it's just 44 seats, but I'm singing with my guitar and a bass player. And I love the intimacy of it. It's a very intimate little theater. I feel like I'm singing in my living room. I sit on ladies' laps and sing and tell jokes.
I'm very excited about this. I just found out about this a couple of days ago, and it was funny because I was thinking about you the other day about all of the 82 appearances on Johnny's Tonight Show. And, you know, I wonder what John's doing. You and I used to talk when you lived on your boat. That's how long we go back.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. I was getting that boat ready as I was going to turn 50. This was 30 years ago. I thought my life was going to be over soon, and so I wanted a great adventure. I took my own boat through the Panama Canal, and I must have talked to you from California.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was getting the boat ready for that trip. Thanks for remembering that, man.
And also remember the time that you were in Orlando, and you were gracious enough to meet some of my family that were visiting from the north backstage at, I think it was the Bob Carr Center. I think the show, John, was either Oklahoma or State Fair.
Yeah, I toured with Oklahoma a lot. I played Curly until I was like 55. I was too old to be Curly. He should be a young cowboy. But yeah, and then I did State Fair, the musical on our way to Broadway, actually played Orlando in that. I've done a lot of Broadway stuff, and then I got into television, hosted Hollywood Squares, and that's incredible, and sat in for Carson. It's been a crazy career.
But, you know, I got to tell you something. Your humor, your talent, whether it be acting, singing, is incomparable, really. I mean, you do a terrific job. Now, I have to tell you something. I know that you've had, like, 13 albums out. And early on in the early 70s, I started singing with a little rhythm section. And today now I tour with a 15-piece orchestra. But I got to tell you, back in 72, 73, because I was a disc jockey at that time, the song that I thought should have been your million seller, and the song that I did, and a great song, I can't remember the name of the album, but it was, the song was called Every Time I Sing a Love Song. That should have been a number one record.
Ron, I thank you so much for bringing that. Yeah. Every time I sing a love song, I'll be singing it to you.
Yeah.
It was a song that I think Elvis had recorded and never released, and yeah, I thought that should have been a hit too. I thought it was very well produced. I wasn't set up to be a hit record guy. Tony Orlando is a good friend, and he got me in the studio and tried to get me to make a hit record. A guy named David Gates, who used to sing with Brad, got me into a studio and tried to help me get a hit. I've never had a hit, but yeah, thank you for remembering that. That was a good song.
I love that song, and I have it on an album here in my studio right now, but believe it or not, I was going to play it. I don't have a record player. Can you believe that? Now, you mentioned Tony.
I just got a record player again myself. Yeah, thanks for remembering that, man.
You mentioned Tony Orlando. Tony's a dear friend of mine. In fact, last week he was over my house with his wife, Franny, for dinner. And I don't have to remind him about that because I didn't realize that he was so involved in trying to get you to have a hit record. And you deserved it. I got to be honest, you have.
It was just one time, but I think, he said you've got to phrase things differently. He said you're doing things like Curly in Oklahoma. You got to find your own style, and I eventually did, and it turned out okay, but he tried to help me. It was great.
Well, I have to tell you, yeah, he's a great guy, and if anybody's going to help somebody, he's the guy to do it. You know, you mentioned all of your television work, too. I mean, you had the Tom Jones Summer Replacement Show, the Kraft Summer Music Hall. You have done so many things on stage, and you also recreated with your wife a card game called Borderline USA. You wrote a book and a play, and you played the wizard in the Broadway musical Wicked. So it's not like you haven't been busy, busy, busy. You're like the old guy, Billy DeWolf, that used to be on The Tonight Show.
I think it's variety. I think I get bored easily. So, yeah, I started on Broadway, and then did this sitcom with Sally Field, and then wrote the book and the play. And Borderline USA is our geography card game to teach people where the states are. That's still available at johndavidson.com. I think I love the versatility of my career, and that's what kept me going. But I think it is confusing. People say, who is John Davidson? Well, I'm a Swiss Army knife, not just a spear. I'm I I can do many things, and I love the versatility.
And you have it. I mean, as I mentioned earlier, you are very versatile and very appealing to audiences of all ages. Now, John, this Club Sandwich that is located in Sandwich, New Hampshire, as you mentioned, you do these shows with you and a bass player Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You do them only between, and this is the second season, June 24th and October 2nd. And it only has 44 seats, so you got to make reservations relatively quick, but I sense that you love the intimacy, as you alluded to, because it's an altogether different venue than you would do in Las Vegas in a big showroom.
Oh, yeah. It's very, very intimate, but I'm still doing like a Las Vegas-type show. I have rear projection screens, a multimedia show. We were sold out all last summer. Wow. I was just doing Friday and Saturday. So this year I've added an extra show on Sunday matinee, so people want to come during the daytime. And I present other artists on Thursday nights. I present touring shows as well that come through. But I just love doing it. At my age, performing is on my singing and telling jokes is better than sex. Of course, most things are at my age.
See, that's pretty funny. I hate to say this, but I kind of relate to that. I would never admit it until you just did. But I feel your pain on that. What do you do in the wintertime? Do you come down here to Florida, do any gigs down here or other places where it's sunny and warm?
I have a daughter, yep, who lives in Atlanta, Florida. So I come down to Florida often to see her. My son lives in Mexico, over in La Paz, Mexico, in Baja. So I actually have a boat a boat on the Sea of Cortez. I spent some time on my boat there in the Sea of Cortez. And I also enjoy the New Hampshire winters, too. I get around to see my kids. I have three kids. I love getting around to see them. Yeah, I'm a grandpa. I've got six grandchildren.
Oh, my gosh. I can't picture that. I could talk to you for hours, John. We have a lot of catching up to do. I wish that you come back and join us again when you have more time. I want to remind everybody that they can go to johndavidson.com/Club Sandwich to make reservations for his second season that starts on the 24th of this month. But, John, you got to visit us more often. I enjoy you being here, and it's been way too long since our last visit, so can we do this more often in the future?
Thanks, Ron. I appreciate the invitation. I'll let you know when I'm in town. All the best, Ron. It's great to talk to you again.
Nice talking with you too, John. Congratulations on the second season. Good luck, my friend. Our guest has been singer, actor, writer, host of television shows, the full package, John Davidson. And again, the place to go if you want tickets to his big show that is in Sandwich, New Hampshire, Club Sandwich, is to johndavidson.com/Club Sandwich. The amazing part about John, and I say this affectionately, okay, he had over 13, 14 albums. He never had a hit record. Not fair. This guy really and truly was a talented and continues to be a talented entity in the entertainment business. Good voice, great arrangements, great songs, and a great entertainer. The full package, really, when you go on stage. He does it all, comedy, singing, dances. He is really the premier performer, but never had a chart record. John Davidson. We're going to pause for a second. There's more to come live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Seggi today.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood.
To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. There's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We are back live all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Sedgy today. Well, coming up is the change of the guards. For the first half of the NASCAR season, it was televised on ESPN. It will now switch over to NBC carrying the weekly action of the NASCAR circuit. And, of course, in the announcer's booth, it's going to be our next guest, former stock car driver from the King Petty family, veteran stock car driver, and commentator Kyle Petty, and Brian Ashcroft, the regional director for the franchise operations at Liberty Tax Services. Kyle, Brian, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us. Thanks, Ron. Glad to be here.
Well, before we start, Brian, I want to tell Kyle that you got the best job in the world. You know that? I mean, what a great way to spend the weekend. And congratulations on all the success that you and your family have had over many, many years.
Thank you very much. I used to have the best job in the world because they let me actually drive a race car. That was the best job. Now I've got the second best job. I get to talk about it.
Well, you know, Kyle, your father has been on our show several times, and even your son Adam had been on a couple of times. And this is a sport that has never faltered when it comes to paying tribute to veterans. You know, some other sports have had controversy. Not racing.
No, never racing. Never racing. And I think that's because, honestly, if we go back to the very, very, very beginning of the sport, when we go back to the early 40s, when stock car racing really took off and when NASCAR was formed in 48, 49, right there, when you look back, and I look back at that part of the sport, a lot of the initial guys in the sport were veterans from World War II.
Right, right.
They'd come back from Europe. They were looking for something, looking for excitement. Remember, this was a southeastern sport. This is where it was born, so what better way to have a little excitement than to take an old Chevy and go run circles in a cow pasture somewhere? And that's where stock car racing came from. So I don't think we've ever gotten away from that part of our roots and the respect that we have for the military.
Of course, your grandfather was part of that initial family of stock car drivers.
Yes, sir, he was. Now, I will say this. My grandfather was older when he started racing, and I like to tell people that he didn't come from the military. He came from the beverage transportation business. That's what, to be politically correct, that's why he was in before he started driving. But he was that rare breed that came out of that side of it.
That is funny. That really is. Well, when you talk about dynasties, in politics, it's Kennedys and Bushes, and in show business, it's Douglas, and music, it's Presley, and in automobile racing, it's the Petty family. Now, tell us, Kyle, how you teamed up with this Liberty Tax Service. You mean to tell me that we tax the disability payments on veterans?
Here's how we kind of came about and how we got teamed up, really. Last year, Liberty Tax Service got involved in NASCAR and came to NASCAR as a sponsor in the Truck Series. So they have invested in the sport. They have become part of the sport. And as you say, my family's been around this sport since the late 40s. So if you come to the sport and you want to help the sport, then we want to help you. And that's kind of the way it is.
Kyle, a preview of this Sunday's running. What do you think is going to happen here Sunday?
You know what? Probably a really good question, because I don't think anybody really knows. I think watching the race last weekend, watching some of the practices and the drafting, there's a different rule this year where NASCAR has really opened the door and said, okay, there's not a ride height rule. You guys can run any springs, any shocks, anything you want to run. You've just got to do what you want to do, basically, is what it is when it comes to chassis setup. In the past, we haven't had that. It's been more dictated to what these guys could run. So we've got two different views. We've got guys that are out there trying to run really, really fast and guys that are out there trying to get comfortable and be able to race. So I think the cars are all over the racetrack right now, and that's what the drivers are talking about. No matter what your car is doing, you've got to watch out for what somebody else is doing. So it's going to be interesting to see how the young guys, and there's so many young guys in the sport right now, how they approach this and how the veterans like guys like that approach it, because I think they'll be more conservative where the younger guys will put it all on the line a little bit. And where those two worlds collide, we're going to see who the survivor is. But it's going to be an interesting race. This may be one of the most interesting that we've seen over the last 3 or 4 years.
What are your thoughts on the fact that they're going to have one less crew member out there in the pits?
Yeah, you know, that's a NASCAR thing for supposedly saving money. And, you know, racing and saving money is an oxymoron. I don't think they go together. Let me tell you something. Growing up in a racing family, if we had a buck, we'd spend it on a race car. That's the way it was.
Yeah.
And that's the way it's always going to be, because you're going to spend as much money as you can to go faster and to win and to beat that other guy. So I do think that in the big picture of the sport, it probably is a positive move, because it does limit what some of the upper teams can do and the amount of money that they spend. I don't like parity in any sport, I will say that, but I do believe that it will help some of these teams stay in business. So I think it's a plus.
Kyle, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask how your dad's doing.
You know what? He's doing good. And still kicking, still at the racetrack, goes to the racetrack every week. He's been going to the racetrack. When my grandfather started racing, my dad was, I think, 12 or 13 years old. And my dad's gone to the racetrack almost every week of his life since that point in time. So I think if you took the racetrack away from him, he would just sit down and just slowly deteriorate and go away. Because he needs a race car, he needs to smell that gasoline, he needs to see cars running fast.
I got to tell you, it would be very hard to take away that hat, too. That would be another one. That would be another one. Kyle, the next time we chat, I want to talk about why Chrysler, the muscle car manufacturer, is still not back into the NASCAR circuit. I don't understand that for any reason. I mean, your dad certainly knew the success of those cars.
Yeah, you know, I think there's so many different manufacturers that have come and gone in the sport. Remember when GM had the Buicks and the Oldsmobiles and all that kind of disappeared too, and Chrysler's not in the sport right now, but hopefully they're taking another peek at it. We've heard rumors over the last 12 to 18 months that they're taking another look at it, so hopefully they'll be back soon.
That would be huge. Brian, can you give us that website again for the veterans who are now eligible for this tax rebate?
Certainly. It's LibertyTaxVeteransHelp.com.
Brian Ashcraft, the regional director for the franchise operations at Liberty Tax Services, and Kyle Petty. Kyle, you got to come back, but we're going to need to talk more about racing these days, and I'll come up one of these Sundays and join you in the booth if you don't mind. I'd love to have that little nice second job that you have there.
Come on up, man. You can talk. You can do it, man.
You can do it. Thanks, Kyle. Thanks, Brian. And we'll be watching Sunday.
Thanks.
Kyle Petty and Brian Ashcraft. And as we mentioned in the introduction, over the past couple of years, the season for NASCAR, which goes from February, where the Daytona 500 is done, right up until the end of October, they split the season. ESPN does the first half of the season, and then NBC takes over, and they air the NASCAR series, and one of the commentators in the booth is our guest and friend for a long time, Kyle Petty, of course, from the Petty family, who produced Lee Petty, the grandfather of Kyle, Richard Petty, the king, Kyle Petty, and his son Adam, which unfortunately was lost in an automobile accident on the NASCAR circuit a couple of years ago at a very young age. I think he was like 19 or 20. We had talked to him just a couple of weeks before that. But that is a dynasty that is unparalleled in the sport. We're going to pause for a second. There is more to come, so stick around. And you're listening to Ron Segi Today, all across the USA and around the world.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
It's been 3 decades since Congress passed a significant measure that addresses gun violence. That measure was signed by President Biden Saturday morning.
While this bill doesn't do everything I want, it does include actions I've long called for that are going to save lives.
The bill costs $13 billion, most of which will help bolster mental health programs in 8 schools. It will expand background checks for people ages 18 to 20 years old and close the so-called boyfriend loophole, among other things. The president will be in Europe this weekend for meetings with the G7 nations and NATO allies. His twofold mission? Find ways to lower food and gas prices while keeping allies unified against Russia and its invasion of Ukraine. On Wall Street for the week, it landed in the win column, but only for the second time in 12 weeks. The S&P 500 Friday had its best day in 2 years. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Seggi today. Our next guest on the show is a funny guy. There's no doubt about it. I've seen him in action several times, and he is hilarious. He has been on the road performing about 300 shows a year, and you've seen him on Comedy Central, Hulu, Fox, and Netflix alongside Kevin Hart. Overwhelmed was a comedy special that he did. Was one of the highest-rated comedy specials on Amazon Prime, and he's got a brand new book out right now called How to Be Married to Melissa, A Hilarious Guide to a Happier, One-of-a-Kind Marriage. Joining us right now is Dustin Nickerson. Hey, Dustin, how are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm great. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Well, I'm glad that you're here, and I got to tell you something. You're one funny guy, and I love this new book that you have. And as I mentioned before, ladies and gentlemen, it's called How to Be Married to Melissa, and this draws on an 18-year marriage to your wife, Melissa. And I got to tell you something, Dustin. Compared to my length of marriage, I mean, that's like overnight. I mean, when I got married, Jesus actually performed the ceremony. I mean, that's how long ago it was. I mean, it was weird.
Pre or post-resurrection?
Post-resurrection.
No, post-resurrection. His cost really went up.
Yeah. There were dinosaurs there and, you know, ice carvings of dinosaurs. It was unbelievable. So tell us why it's a challenge to be married to Melissa. And the one thing I like about this book, it's relatable because if someone thinks that Melissa is just one person that is hard to be married to, well, guess what? You're not alone.
You know, the whole premise of the book is I think marriage books are such a crock. You know, when someone comes in and tells you how to be married, like a just general marriage, it doesn't. I mean, it's like, how dare you? I mean, we're two different people with two different sets of problems, with two different sets of stories. There's no chapter in a book that's going to tell you about how, hey, your wife doesn't like the way you chew. Well, that's the thing that I got to deal with. My wife doesn't like the way I chew, but nobody put that in any book.
Right.
So I go, well, how about I just write a marriage book about one marriage, our marriage, and hopefully some people maybe can glean some things along the way. And if nothing else, look at how messed up our marriage is and go, hey, if they can make it work, anybody can make it work.
That's right. And that's what I said before. Everybody thinks that they are the only ones with the issues. And I'm sure that it goes the other way. I would be remiss if I didn't ask you if your wife likes this routine and likes this book. But I've been married long enough, Dustin, to know that as long as it pays the mortgage and a new car and food on the table, they don't care what you say about it.
Yes, absolutely right. Does my wife like this book? She liked the residual.
Right.
And listen, my wife is significantly more attractive than me, which is why we put her on the cover.
Yes,
like,
she is.
We need to move some copies of this thing. You know, if we just put my dumb, ugly face on there, no one's going to buy this.
But you're right. She is a very beautiful woman, and you're a very lucky guy if you have a woman like that. Now, you talk about being on the road for 300 shows a year. That is unbelievable. But if you really do the math, and I did this, Dustin, okay? If you really do the math, the time spent on the road 300 days a year, you've only been married 6 days.
Yeah, you know, we might as well still be on our honeymoon.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, I work with my wife. My wife works with me 24/7, okay? So we've been married exactly 722 years. I mean, that's really being
married.
Yeah. Now, you...
Yeah, I know. I mean, you guys got married in the dark because, I mean, it was the only option.
Yes,
free electricity,
right.
You know.
Right.
Yeah, we, you know, that is one of the real challenges of our marriage is, you know, the road dates. Now, I'm not gone 300 days a year, but I am gone a lot, you know, at least on weekends, Thursday, Friday, because, you know, you do two shows a night, but 300, you know, it could be, it encapsulates pretty quick. But that's one of the things that even kind of came from this book is people would go in and they would look at my road travel schedule and they go, oh, we could never do that. We'll go, well, you were never supposed to. It's our marriage, not your marriage. Because I hear you go that, you know, I work with my wife when we go 24/7, like, and I go, sometimes I go, I don't know if me and my wife could do the no break thing. You know, sometimes the occasional, hey, I'll see you in a day or two isn't the worst thing.
Yeah, I know. Recently, my son flew me up to St. Louis as a Father's Day and birthday present, okay? And I told my wife, would you like to come? And she said, no, absolutely not. And I thought to myself, oh, what, why, you know? And she was thinking what I was thinking, too. I need 7 days away from you, you know? And I thought to myself, gee, I hate to be 7 days away from her, but, you know what? I could have made a 10. It would have been okay. You know, after you get a little loose after a while. You know, the book really, the book is relatable. And I think that's what people like to do when they read a book or watch a movie. It's relatable. You, sometimes you see a movie and you say, man, I'm never going to own, you know, half the oil wells in Texas, you know, a big oil well story. This is relatable. Everything you talk about in the book is relatable.
Yeah, that's what we're hoping for here is we took the most common points of strife in a relationship. Money, in-laws, sex. Kids, faith, the things that people tend to have fights over. I gave no advice. I made very clear this is not an advice book. Do not come in here looking for someone to help your marriage through some, but said, this is what it looks like for us. These are the fights we've had. This is how we've navigated them. This is what we've gotten through. And coincidentally, and I won't say ironically because there was an intention to it, you know, I think it ends up being pretty relatable along the way. You know, you can go through and go, oh, goodness gracious, I thought we were the only people that had been harboring a fight from a board game 20 years ago. Ends up, no, this guy that wrote a marriage book, him and his wife are too.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And I love the routine you do about your one daughter who is very aggressive, and she talks to your wife like you wish you could.
Yeah, I got to tell that joke on TV a couple weeks ago, and my daughter tuned in, and she goes, oh, I'm so excited to watch this. And I go, hey, I do the joke about you being mean. I hope you're not offended by it and you're embarrassed by it. She goes, are you kidding me? That's so true.
Yeah, that's great.
Loved it.
You know, you come off as the average Joe, but I got to tell you something. The technique and the shtick that you do is really good. I mean, and again, I watch you in front of different audiences, including a club that it was primarily a black audience, and they loved you. I mean, you were just, you're good with all demographics and a universal type humor, and that's the secret to this whole deal.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I think that anymore, I think I'm a non-political guy. I think a lot of what we've grown weary of as a people is a lack of authenticity from our leaders in all various forms and fashions, whether it's our athletes or our government officials or whoever it may be. And so I try and just go up there and be myself and be as authentic and as relatable as possible. And ends up that can really get you somewhere.
Yeah, it sure can. And your longevity will go a long way with that. Do you ever get down to the Florida area?
Yeah, you know, Florida is a part of the tour. You know, we were all touring Florida a little bit in the height of COVID because it was one of the only places that was still open for business.
Right.
Florida acted like that wasn't going on. So, yeah, you know, I actually in 2020, in the summer of 2020, you know, my job was still illegal. We weren't allowed to do stand-up comedy, and I did a backyard tour. I literally just put out to my fans, "Hey, who has a backyard? I'll come perform there."
I remember.
And I did some dates in Florida. But yeah, it was fantastic. I did some dates down there, and I think I'll be probably back to Florida most likely early 2023. My current tour is not hitting there this year, but I'm sure I'll hit there at the beginning of next year.
Well, let us know in the Orlando area. We'd like to have you back on the show. Actually, we'd like to have you back on the show whenever you're free, because I know you're on a busy schedule right now. And the book is called How to Be Married to Melissa, Hilarious Guide to a Happier, One-of-a-Kind Marriage. And, Dustin, what is the website that you have?
Just my name, Dustin Nickerson, N-I-C-K-E-R-S-O-N, DustinNickerson.com. That'll take you to my book, my comedy special, my tour dates, all of the above.
Okay. And, Dustin, really, come back when you get a chance, okay? Don't be a stranger around here. I enjoy your work, and I'm glad that you're doing well with it, and I wish you much success with the book.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, Dustin. A funny guy, really. If you get a chance to see him, you got to do it. And to go a step further, get the book, okay? It's called How to Be Married to Melissa, which was his high school sweetheart, A Hilarious Guide to a Happier, One-of-a-Kind Marriage. It's a lot of laughs. And if you've been married for a while, there's a lot of similarities in the book. Hey, I want to remind everybody to visit our website, which is ronsegi.com, R-O-N-S-E-G-G-I.com. When you get there on the homepage, there's a little icon that says, listen. listen live, and you can hear our latest show on demand 24/7. Also, visit another website of ours called Seggy Sings, S-E-G-G-I-S-I-N-G-S, and there you can learn all about our concert tour with my 15-piece orchestra. We're going to pause for a second. Stick around, though, because there's more to come live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Seggy Today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the tax doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Edgy Today, live nationwide and around the world. Nice to have you aboard, and nice to have our next guest with us. It's quite a lady, there's no question about it. She is the senior contributor with Forbes and senior writer for TripAdvisor. Joining us right now is Laura Bagley-Bloom. Hi, Laura, how are you? And welcome to our show.
Hey, Ron, I'm
happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, summertime is here now, officially, and of course everybody's thinking about traveling. And from my understanding, traveling is exploding so much that it has even exceeded the pre-pandemic numbers, which is great news. But traveling has become a rather ambitious chore because of gas prices and airline fares and availability of pilots and a lot of cancellations. So where do we start, first off? What do we do when we want to come up with a nice destination? And then how do we get there? And I want to start off by finding out, what is your favorite destination?
Well, I'm here to tell you that travel does not have to be a chore this summer, because there are great places to go. There are great ways to avoid the crowds and just have an amazing vacation. This summer, I'm really excited about the island of St. Lucia. This is a bucket list destination. It's known for its sun-kissed beaches and majestic Teton Mountains, lush rainforests, hot springs, and mud baths. And here's the great thing. A lot of people don't think about going to the Caribbean in the summer, so you're probably going to have fewer people on those planes. And the good news is the weather is gorgeous in St. Lucia. Plus, you can save up to 60% in St. Lucia this summer at more than two dozen boutique hotels, B&Bs, villas, and luxury resorts. They're running a program called Summer St. Lucia Style. You find information at stlucia.org. And these deals go through September 30th, 2022.
That is beautiful territory down there. Now, how do you get to these locations and avoid all the trouble? I should preface this by saying that a lot of people are kind of debating whether or not to drive or to fly. What is your suggestion?
Depends on what kind of a trip you want to have, because there are places like St. Lucia that you want to fly to, but then there are so many amazing places in our own backyard here in the United States where you can drive. And one great idea is to use a company called Outdoorsy.com. This is the largest marketplace to rent RVs and camper vans affordably. RVing is the most affordable, all-inclusive vacation option that you can take with your kids and your pets. And here's the thing. With an RV, you don't have to fly. Your hotel moves with you, and you use a lot less gas than you would think. According to Outdoorsy, the average total gas cost for a seven-day RV vacation is just $275. And consider this. That's less than a one-night stay at Animal Kingdom Lodge in Disney World. Plus, if you don't feel like driving, they can bring the RV to you. You can have it set up in a campsite or in a national park. You can get details on that at Outdoorsy.com.
You know, I recently went to St. Louis to visit my son during the holidays of June, my birthday and Father's Day, and I stayed in a motorhome, fifth wheeler. I tell you something, it was a blast. It was so much fun. It was unbelievable. I think that's a great idea. And, you know, when you talk about high gas prices, you really have to equate that against high hotel bills and see how it measures out, because, frankly, like you said, the hotel bills can be more troublesome than the gas prices these days.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Most people really only spend the money on the gas on the first day and the last day, according to Outdoorsy. So it doesn't add up like you might think that it would. It really is a great affordable option. Happy belated birthday, by the way.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. What is a smart way to pay for these vacations? Because, you know, money is tight these days, and people deserve a vacation. Believe me, after the last couple of years, they deserve to get away. But how do they do it and pay for it in a smart and unique, effective fashion?
Well, travelers should check out Affirm. This is a transparent alternative to credit cards that gives you the flexibility to buy now and pay over time for everything from flights to accommodations to experiences. Plus, there are no late or hidden fees. Affirm is available at more than 200,000 merchants, and it touches every part of your vacation experience. So you can book your flight from American Airlines. You can get a house rental from Vrbo. You can get hotels and rental cars from Expedia or Priceline. And then if you want, you can even pay for your vacation essentials through retailers like Target and Amazon. And what's also great about Affirm is that it helps you budget your trip, and it helps you take that dream trip right now. And you can get more at Affirm.com.
Let's talk about what we take with us. I overpack all the time. I might as well have steamers. You know, I'm crazy. You know, I go someplace for 3 days, I got like 9 days worth of stuff. What are some of the must-have things that you put in your travel bag so that it makes sense and you're not carrying around luggage that, you know, takes two semis to carry?
Absolutely. absolutely. Well, I think it's always important to pack light, especially these days when, you know, airports are crowded. And one of the things that I always take is something called Acidil by Boron. So the thing is, I love eating on a vacation and sampling different foods. But, you know, sometimes this can do a number on your system. So Acidil by Boron is an amazing little product. These are tablets that are made with plant-based active ingredients. They melt in your mouth to relieve heartburn, acid indigestion, bloating, and upset stomach. You can take them without water. And Acidil can also be used before or after meals or any time that heartburn symptoms strike, whether you're traveling or whether you're even just going to a barbecue. And they're small, so to your point, they fit really easily into your travel bag. And you can get more details about that at boronusa.com.
What about traveling outside the United States? Is there any other changes in your set to pack or your ideas to how to travel out of the U.S.? Because, you know, that's rather dicey, too, these days.
Well, I will say it's gotten a little bit easier to travel outside of the United States because the government now is no longer requiring a COVID test to come back into the country. So that's made it a little easier because you don't have to worry about that and think about that while you're traveling. And I just think, you know, I think right now, to your point that you made earlier, like, it's been a rough 2 years, and we need to get out there and travel. There's something about travel just, I think it makes people happier. It gets you out of your own head. You get to experience other cultures and other places. So I just can't recommend it enough as a way to treat yourself this summer.
Amen. You got to clear your head every once in a while, and ours needs cleaning very, very badly after what we've gone through. Where can we go for more information? Laura?
Well, to get more information on the companies and the places I talked about, you can go to stlucia.org. You can go to outdoorsy.com. You can go to affirm.com. And you can go to boronusa.com. Or you can check out my Twitter feed on Laura Begley.
Sounds great.
Happy travels.
Laura, happy travels to you, too. Thank you for joining us. This is great ideas for summer travel that Laura has given us. And we look forward to your return, Laura.
Thanks so much. I can't wait to come back.
Okay, thank you. Laura Begley Bloom has been our guest. She is the senior contributor with Forbes and senior writer for TripAdvisor, and she's got her finger on the pulse of the travel industry, which is booming these days. And there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver. And the company that I recommend is Goldgate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wainwright sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD.
That wraps up hour number one of Ron Sedgy Today, but we have another hour to go. I want to thank my guests for joining me this first hour, and that includes John Davidson, Kyle Petty, comedian Dustin Nickerson, and Laura Bloom. Next hour, from the pawn shop in Las Vegas, Rick Harrison will be on the show, a Green Beret and an MMA fighter who has a brand new book out called Scars and Stripes. It's fantastic. Tim Kennedy, Baratunde Thurston, who has a brand new show on public broadcast. And we're going to talk about hurricane preparedness with Diana Scudder. And that's all coming up next hour with Ron Sedgy Today. We're going to take a quick pause. We'll be back with hour number two, so don't go away.